Hi, I'm Sue Enquist, the head softball coach at UCLA. Today we're going to talk about hitting drills, the foundation to becoming a better hitter. For the coaches out there and the players, I want to emphasize two important points when you're doing hitting drills. One, be patient for your rate of success. And two, when you're doing your drills, make sure that you have quality in every single swing. At UCLA, we have a saying that every swing matters. Enjoy the videotape. And hopefully you'll become a better softball player by putting forth these drills. Hitting off of the single tee. What Natasha's going to do is she's using her regular bat, and she's going to go through the 12-inch, 11-inch, and the 7.5-inch balls. Once again, emphasizing a smaller target area she's going to have to use and be precise in her hand-eye coordination. The key to this drill is making sure that you have quality in every single swing. Natasha does a good job of being in the athletic position in her setup. She launches, keeping the barrel of the bat very short to the line of the ball. She takes a short, quick step, so she's in a position to go ahead and swing as quickly as possible. As she finishes up hitting the balls up the middle, she now is going to work on the inside pitch. The key to hitting that inside pitch is not to hook it. Foul. We all know we can hook that inside pitch. The key is to keep that inside pitch fair. Once again, keeping the hands inside the path of the ball and being able to drive that ball in fair territory when it's inside. If I could go ahead and have Tasha put the ball on the tee, at UCLA we refer to the front of the ball, the outside of the ball, and the inside of the ball. One of the quick tips that you can use as a player or coach is when you're hitting the inside pitch, focus on hitting the front or the inside portion of the ball. That's going to help you drive that ball and keep it fair. To help maximize your focus, what you can do as a player or a coach teaching a player is don't just focus on the ball, but focus on a specific seam or a mark on that ball to help you stay focused and keeping your head on the ball throughout the entire drill. You'll notice that Natasha, once she puts the ball on the tee, she focuses on the imaginary pitcher out there, sees the ball coming in, and then locks on the ball that's sitting on the tee. You'll notice that she keeps her head down throughout the entire swing. Notice that her weight shift is minimal. Her weight basically shifts from the back foot to the center of her body. She doesn't come outside her hitting zone or outside her lead foot. Now you see the 11-inch ball, a smaller target area, so she has to be even more precise when she makes contact. As a player, remember, you're not going to be great overnight. It takes many, many repetitions to become an excellent hitter. The goal is to be patient and to have the consistency in your workouts before and after practice. Because during practice, you're not going to get the necessary muscle memory in on the offensive end of your game. So make the sacrifices to put the time in to work your mechanics regarding the hitting game. We all know that the drills can be monotonous at times, even boring. But you can play little games within your own head, or your partner can play games with you. Compete against each other. See if you can hit 10 in a row perfectly, or keep score, and the winner at the end gets to dictate what the loser does. This way, it's fun, it's competitive, and you get through the drill in an enjoyable fashion. The one thing that you're going to notice that Natasha does in her swing, you'll notice that her stride step remains the same whether she's hitting the inside or the outside pitch. The only thing that is different is the contact point. You'll notice the ball was out in front on the inside pitch and deeper in the zone towards the catcher on the outside pitch. The discipline comes in having the patience to wait and let that ball get deeper in the zone to hit that outside pitch for power. The most common problem is players have a tendency to hit that outside pitch too early, and that ends up being literally a 3 or 4 bouncer to the infield for a ground out. But if the player understands the contact point of those 3 different pitches, they can master the hitting game. The short bat training helps the player work on being on time based on where the pitch is. One of the most common problems that we have in softball is that the softball hitter goes out in front too often. And as we know, if you're too early in hitting a pitch, you're not going to get all your power behind it. So what we do is we use bats that are 28 inches long. The majority of the players at UCLA swing a 34-inch or a 33-inch. So we've taken a handful of inches off the bat. It's going to help them have better barrel control, but more importantly, it's not going to allow them to go out and hit this pitch because the barrel isn't as long. And if they do, the ball doesn't even get out of the infield. In this drill right now, Toriah is going to place the tube on the inside because we want to work on getting the hands inside the path of the ball so we can go ahead and get the club head right in the proper contact area. So right now, let's take a look at Toriah hitting the inside pitch in fair territory and not hooking it, and also forcing her to be on time with that inside pitch. First, we're going to go ahead and use a regular softball, and then we're going to go down to the 11-inch softball. Right now, Toriah has set the tube up to be an inside pitch. She's going to be able to manipulate this short barrel bat a little bit easier. Notice how she does a great job of keeping her hands inside the ball. Normally, as players, we have a tendency to hit that inside pitch too early, and we end up hooking it foul many times. Toriah does a great job of keeping her hands inside and not hooking that inside pitch. You'll notice that the barrel of her bat is hitting the front inside portion of that ball. Now you'll see Toriah is going to go ahead and after this ball, she's going to go ahead and start using the 11-inch softball, smaller target area. Great job, Toriah. Once again, smaller surface area. She has to be more precise. Using a shorter barrel so she can have better control, and at the same time, she has to be on time. meaning let that ball get to where it's supposed to be in order for you to hit that ball fair when it's an inside pitch. This next drill is a short barrel training drill. We're using a wood bat, so I want you to go ahead and take a look at Tariah right now swinging. Watch how she does a good job of keeping her hands inside the path of the ball and making good contact with the 6-inch barrel of the SB401. The inside pitch. She's going to go ahead and she's going to start off with the regular balls, and then she'll go to the 11-inch softball, and then she'll finish with the 7.5-inch baseball. When you hit the softball cleanly and on the sweet part of the bat, the ball comes off the wood bat very cleanly. If you have a tendency to hit the neck, you'll not only get fisted, it's a little painful, but the ball won't even go out of the infield. So it's an excellent training device in improving hitting the sweet part of the bat and the ball together. It increases strength because you're gonna have to have a little bit more on it when you swing at this ball. As she masters that inside pitch, keeping it fair, she'll then go to the smaller ball and work on a smaller target area. Once again, try is hitting the inside pitch and keeping it fair. As I said before, you have, just to review, we talk about the front, the outside and the inside part of the ball. We're working on hitting the front inside part of the ball, so we make sure that we keep that inside pitch fair. Now Tariah is going to finish off the set with working the 7.5-inch training baseballs. Once again, you'll notice that the difficulty in this was such a small target and such a short barrel. The nice thing about the short barrel bat is it can come in any dimensions. It's a custom-made bat and available to you. Once again, this is a drill that's going to work on keeping the hands inside the path of the ball. It's an inside pitch. Tariah's got the short barrel bat to work on her training and hitting the sweet spot. But most importantly, we find in softball that the inside pitch, the majority of the players pull it. They either pull it foul or they hit a ground ball to the third baseman. In this drill, I want you to watch how Tariah does a great job of keeping her hands inside the path of the ball for an extremely long period of time so she can hit for power in fair territory and not hook it foul. You notice what she's trying to do? She's trying to take that inside pitch and go up the middle with it. You can see from this camera angle what happens if Tariah were to cast out. She not only would hook the ball, but she would hit the neck of the bat and get that negative reinforcement. After this pitch, we'll go down to the 11-inch softball. Once again, smaller target. You can see that the wood bat forces you to hit with more power in order to get it out of the infield. Pride does a good job of whipping the barrel through the zone. She's relaxed with her hands and her forearms. She does an excellent job of unlocking her elbow and her wrist on time. She's keeping her front side down, staying in the athletic balance position throughout the entire swing. Trier will now finish up this series with the 7.5-inch baseball. Once again, it's the inside pitch, keeping it fair and hitting for power up the middle. Excellent. The next set of drills that we're going to use are going to emphasize balance throughout the swing, one of the most important factors in becoming a better hitter. Right now you'll see we have the 2x6 that's on in the batter's box area. Natasha's going to get up on the 2x6 and go through her normal swing, remaining balanced the entire time. You're going to see how this drill really forces her to remain on the ball and not pull away or dive on the plate. After she gets done doing that drill, then she's going to go through a series of drills swinging and actually freezing on the follow-through. This is a test of her balance in her swing. Let's go ahead and take a look at both of these drills right now. You'll notice that Natasha is actually standing on the balls of her feet on the 2x6. You'll notice that she's in her tennis shoes. This is a drill that you need to do in your tennis shoes for obvious reasons. The length of the board can be anywhere from 4 to 6 feet. Just make sure that it covers the stride width of your tallest batter. Once again, notice how she stays balanced throughout the whole swing. She places her hands in an excellent launching position. Her elbows are down, bent, the wrist is bent. The barrel is held nice and high. You'll notice a slight bend in the knees. She loads, throws her hands inside the path of the ball for a very efficient, short, compact swing. Now you can see how if you pull off the ball, spin off the ball a little bit, that it'll be very difficult to stay on the balance board. Excellent. The next set of drills, once again, are to help with balance and also body awareness. The first drill, Natasha's going to go ahead and take her normal swing. She set up a single tee over the middle of the plate. She's going to go ahead and hit and remain balanced throughout the entire swing. Once she completes the swing, she's going to just take a small vertical jump to test her balance. If you're not balanced through the follow-through, you can't go ahead and do the vertical jump. Once she completes that drill, she then is going to go through the second drill, which is a kinesthetic feedback drill, which that basically means is the body is going to tell the mind where to swing. They don't have their eyes. What we're going to do is the first one, she gets to see herself hit the ball off the tee. The second one, she closes her eyes and she's relying on her body's instincts to go ahead and hit that ball into the sock net. Once again, emphasizing balance and body awareness. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first drill. Once again, if you spin off the ball or you're diving in on the plate, you won't be able to make this vertical jump. If you lock out either leg, you'll also not be able to do this vertical jump. You'll notice Natasha does a great job of staying flexed, able to go ahead and jump vertically to test her balance. The next drill now is going to go ahead and emphasize the body awareness. Natasha's going to go ahead and hit the first ball with her eyes open. The second ball, she's going to close her eyes after Taraya puts the ball on the tee and hit it up the middle. She'll go ahead and hit it again with her eyes open. Now doing it with her eyes closed. Emphasizing balance and body awareness. One of the most common problems you see that hitters have is they have a tendency in phase one of the swing, the stride phase, they open their toe and consequently open their hips prematurely. The stride box, which is simply a 2x4, 1 foot long here and 6 inches long here, simply attached by a steel bracket, we nail it into the ground to help the batter be aware of that stride foot and making sure that that stride foot lands closed to the pitcher. We'll go ahead and put it in and you can take a look at it and see how Natasha does a good job of keeping her stride foot closed as the stride foot lands as she gets ready to launch her barrel. You'll notice that she sets up her ready position just shy of that lead part of the stride box. That gives her time or room to go ahead and stride. Natasha, you could probably move a little bit closer because you want to make sure that you don't have too much of a big stride. There you go. And then there'll be times where her stride may be a little bit longer and she'll actually go right up against that front part of the stride box. The key on this drill is making sure that that stride foot lands with the toe being closed or the toe facing home plate. And we know in watching in slow motion that the toe eventually opens up when the hips start to snap through in the swing. But the toe does not open up until those hips snap open and the swing, the barrel has already gone through the hitting zone. You can see how this is an excellent tool for somebody that overstrides or is a toe pointer towards the pitcher. The purpose of this drill, it's the double T drill, hitting up the middle, is to make sure that the proper contact point occurs and the ball player hits through the ball. So what Tri is going to do is she's going to be on time, the ball is going to get deep in the zone, she's going to hit the back ball into the front ball, and they're both going to go forward. And what this proves to the player and also to the coach is that when she steps in to go ahead and hit, she's making contact and has a slight bend in the elbow and the wrist so she can hit, make contact, extend through the ball, and then roll off in the follow-through. Many of our players today have a tendency to roll off too soon or spin away from the ball, causing a loss of power in the swing. So right now she'll be on time, she'll hit through the ball, the back ball's going to hit the front ball, and they're both going to go forward. Excellent. This is a more advanced drill, so players be patient for your rate of success. Also, what you can do as a hitter, you can also see what happens to this ball. If this ball has a tendency to come straight up, that means you topped this ball. It came down, hit the bottom of this ball, and it went up. So that can be some feedback for you. The ball goes that direction, you hooked this ball,
catching the side of this ball. If you get the ball here that goes this way, it means that you sliced it on the inside and caught the outside of that ball. So that way you have feedback on what you're doing upon contact. Beautiful. This double T drill is the high-low drill, and what Tarai is going to work on doing is keeping the club head nice and high until she gets ready to make contact. The barrel will stay higher than the hands throughout the swing. If she dips, drops her hands, or has a lazy back wrist, her club head will hit this front ball. So her goal will be to miss this ball and hit this one. You'll notice that she has very little margin of error. If she dips that barrel a half an inch, she's going to go ahead and hit that ball that's on the back of the tee. So it's a great drill. It's got great feedback for the batter who is doing a drill individually without having the supervision of a coach right there. The next drill that we're going to work on is hitting the outside pitch fair, hitting it for power. A quick tip on hitting that outside pitch is you got to let it get deeper in the zone. That way you have more power behind it and you can drive it hard to right field. The double T works well because this T that's at the front, closer towards the pitcher, is a little bit higher. The T that has the ball on it that Tarai is going to contact, which demonstrates or simulates the outside pitch, is on the back. Her goal is not to hit this tee, but to hit this one. So you're going to watch her hit a series of balls, not even touching this ball, but making contact and hitting for power to the right side. You'll notice once again that Tarai strides the same on every single pitch. She doesn't dive in towards that outside pitch. Once again, the front tee simulates the pitch down the middle. The back tee is the outside pitch that she's working on hitting for power. Notice how deep that ball is tipped to her body. That's the key to hitting for power to the right side, is letting the ball get deeper in the zone. You'll notice that Tarai focuses on the pitcher, the release point, and then on the contact point of that outside tee. Once again, we've got the double tee. We're going to be working the inside zone, and Natasha's going to do a good job of staying short throughout the swing. A common problem is that they unlock the wrist too early in the swing. In this drill, we have the tee closest to Natasha is right around the middle of the plate. The inside pitch, you'll notice that she makes contact a little bit more out in front. But if Natasha has a tendency to cast out or wrist extend too soon, she'll go ahead and knock this ball off. Stay short, compact, hands inside the path of the ball, and you'll hit for power and turn on that inside pitch, keeping it fair. Once again, she's working on staying short in her stride phase, compact with the arms and the wrists, making sure that she's got the sweet part of the bat making contact on the ball. Once again, hitting the front of that ball and not hooking around the outside of the ball. The following drills that you're going to see include a partner that's now going to toss the ball, and now our batter's got to read the ball coming up into the zone. So we've progressed from a single tee to a double tee, and now we're going to be doing side toss drills. This first side toss drill, Natasha's going to toss the ball into the middle zone, and Monique's going to work on hitting the ball up the middle. Once again, timing's going to come into place here. Monique waits until the ball gets into the zone. She watches the ball come right out of Natasha's leg area, simulating a live BP pitcher. You'll notice every pitch isn't perfect, and if she does get a bad pitch, she simply will not swing at it. Watch the ball there, Monique. The same version of the side toss drill, incorporating the SB 401 short barrel training with an 11-inch softball. Notice how Mo does a good job of keeping her head on the ball, keeping her head down upon contact, staying balanced throughout the entire swing. She has a short, quick step. She does a good job of keeping her lead foot closed upon contact, doing everything she can to keep her hands inside the path of the ball so the ball is contacted on the sweep part of the bat. Excellent. This is a side fence drill. It's done with a single tee, and it forces our players to stay short as they bring the barrel head to the strike zone. You'll notice that Monique has placed herself fairly close to the fence. She puts the knob of the bat right in her belly button area, and then gets as close to the fence, touches the fence. And what that does is it gives her a physical barrier that she's not allowed to touch. If she casts early in the swing, where her hands go away and she sweeps out, you'll notice that the barrel is going to hit the side fence. If she stays short as she comes into her swing, she'll miss the fence and make proper contact with the ball. Let's take a look right now as Monique does the single tee side fence drill. The next drill is called the corner fence drill, and there are a lot of variations to it. If you're dealing with youth players, I recommend putting the youth player in the corner and doing a dry land swing where there's no tee, no ball involved, just to create the muscle memory of staying short and compact in the swing. With two fences, they have to stay short in the first third of the swing and also the second third of the swing as they come across and they want to get clear of this second fence. As they get better, you can go ahead and put a ball on a tee, and they can swing at 75% of their normal speed. The one thing I want to recommend here, each player is different on how deep they can go into the corner. Some have a little bit longer barrel. Some have a shorter barrel. So as a coach, make sure they go through a practice swing in slow motion to put them in a position to be short and compact on the swing. Let's go ahead and take a look right now as Monique does a 75% swing and hits the ball off the tee. You'll notice that she can't get long in the first third. If she gets long in the first third of the swing, she hits the back fence. if she stays short here, rotates through and gets long in this portion of the swing, she'll hit this fence. Once again, this is a great drill when your players start to get long in their swing. The two-strike stance is one that we use at UCLA when we're in a situation, game situation, where the batter has two strikes. We want our players to feel comfortable in that situation, knowing that they open up their zone a little bit. They widen their stance if they're comfortable with a little bit of a wider stance. They may open up a little bit, and they shorten their swing. For us at UCLA, that's a two-strike stance. We practice this during practice Monday through Friday so they feel confident when they're in that two-strike situation. For the youth player and the coaches that are teaching youth and high school and beyond, it's important that you master and have the mentality that a two-strike stance is one that's going to make you feel comfortable, but you've got to practice it. This side toss drill with a partner, she's going to put the ball all over the strike zone, so Monique doesn't really know where it's going to go. Because as you know, a two-strike stance has got to cover a lot of the plate. It has to cover a lot of the area, because anything that's close, you're swinging when you have two strikes. So feel good when you're in a situation where you have two strikes and you're behind, because you've put a lot of time practicing a two-strike stance. Hitting is so mental, and when you're behind, it's important that you can rely on this drill that you've worked on. Let's take a look right now. Right now, you'll notice that she's opened up just slightly. She's got a little bit wider stance. She's not going to have a big, powerful swing because she's just trying to put the ball in play and get on base. You'll notice that she's compact and balanced throughout the entire swing. You'll notice that she even choked up a little bit. Some of our players have a tendency to want to choke up for more barrel control when they have two strikes. When you have two strikes, you've got to be confident when you step into the box. When in doubt, you're swinging when you have a two-strike count. One thing you never want to do is you never want to go down looking at a pitch. Once you master this with a bigger zone, you'll feel very confident come game day. Once again, Monique is in her two-strike stance. We have the SB401 trainer and an 11-inch softball to work on precision in her hand-eye coordination. But notice how she has a bigger zone because she has two strikes on her. A quick tip to remember when you have two strikes, anytime that your body has to break down to reach for a pitch, clearly it's not a strike. So remain balanced and compact in your swing, because even a large strike zone, you should remain with your good hitting mechanics. The next set of drills are going to be audible drills. The player is going to have to make a decision and call out the color of the ball as it comes into her zone. Monique's going to toss the ball all over the strike zone. And the good thing about this drill is it has a number of colors on each panel of the small ball. The nice thing is it forces the player to wait until the ball comes into the strike zone. She then has to call out the color and hit it at the same time. Many coaches and players don't have the money to buy the colored balls. What you can do is you can simply call out yes or no when the partner throws a strike, yell out yes, and when the partner throws a ball, yell out no. It forces them to be more focused on the drill, and the colored ball forces them to wait as long as possible before they make contact. Let's take a look. Forces the player to keep their head on the ball because they actually have to see the ball coming into the zone. The side toss drill now is going to be done with a regular ball, Taraya's regular bat, and she's simply going to call out yes and hit the strike, no and hold back in the load position when the ball is pitched as a ball. Let's take a look at it right now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you'll see if the batter is calling it out too soon.
Yes.
You want her to wait as long as possible until it gets in her zone.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
Notice when Taraya says no, she keeps her hands back after she's taken her stride. That's a key factor in being able to hit the off speed or lay off pitches that are out of the strike zone. Got to keep those hands back.
Yes.
The next set of drills that we're going to work on are going to help us in timing of a pitch. As we know, in phase one, or the stride phase, the hands have to stay back, especially when you're going after an outside pitch, an off speed, or a changeup. This drill right now is going to help our players work on loading up in phase one, keeping the hands back until the ball comes into the zone. I want to emphasize that this drill works best on a hard surface, so if you're doing it outdoors like we are, make sure that you flatten out the dirt so you have a nice hard surface to bounce the tennis ball on. Right now, Monique's going to toss a tennis ball to Natasha. On the toss portion, when the ball is dropping down, Natasha's going to go into phase one stride and keep her hands back. A big problem many times is players stride and bring their hands forward at the same time. Natasha keeps her hands back until the ball bounces up into her zone, and then she hits a line shot into the sock net. Let's take a look right now. Once again, if she sees a ball, she stays back, strides, keeps her hands back, and then fires when the ball comes into the strike zone. Tosh does a great job of keeping her hands back upon stride phase. On this side toss drill, Monique's going to go ahead and toss the ball to Natasha. She's going to find her rhythm and contact point. Throughout these tosses, Monique is going to go ahead and fake toss to throw off Natasha's timing, simulating a changeup. So let's go ahead and take a look at the normal toss, timing element, and then Monique throwing in the fake toss. And watch how Tasha does a great job of keeping her hands back and waiting for the ball to get into her zone. So you notice that Natasha took her step, but she kept her hands back and waited for that ball to get into the zone. The next drill, a partner side toss drill, forces the batter to react to the stimulus. Tasha's going to go ahead and toss two balls at once. She's going to throw them in a vertical fashion. One ball will go higher than the other. Upon throwing, Natasha's going to call out high or low. Taraya's got to respond to that stimulus and hit the ball that has been called out. What this does is it forces them to work on decision making and split second reaction time. Very similar to game like hitting. Let's take a look.
Hi.
As a coach, this is a drill that you should do with experienced players. And if you're dealing with youth, it's important that the coach is the tosser. Then as you get very, very good at this drill and you master this drill and you start to get bored of this drill, the great hitters are able to hit in between the balls. So when Natasha says middle, Taraya's got to swing right between both balls without hitting either one.
Middle.
Nice, T.
Middle. Hi.
Remember, the key is to stay patient in your rate of success and have quality swings. Make every swing count. And for the coaches out there, be patient for your players' rate of success. And to the players, you are responsible for making each drill enjoyable. Be creative. Make things count. Compete against each other. That's healthy, and it helps you stay more focused. Remember, hitting is an up and down road. Some days are good and some days are bad. Be aware of when you don't have your full emotional well. Take a time out before you go out and you start your drill workout. Because if you're not there emotionally and mentally, it's going to be tough to be there physically. So be physically strong, mentally ready, and emotionally sound to carry out your drill work. And remember, it's going to take time for you to see that success. But I'm confident you'll become a better hitter if you carry out these drills that you saw today. Good luck to the players and the coaches.